Audio Addict Radio Show.
Hello.
Hello.
This is the start of our show, so whatever that just happened at the end of that song, it's nothing
to do with us. That was our show. Of course
so
it wasn't.
It was whoever was just before us playing them. They should be in trouble.
Dastardly girls.
How are you?
I'm all right. We've been had a quite busy day, haven't we? It's only sunny yet.
Only me and Louis here right now because we had a little assessment deadline.
A little deadline.
We're about to give in a dissertation between the five of us.
Yeah, it's about a dissertation as well. 2,000 words each.
It's about 40 pages.
It's a lot of pages.
We better get a good grade for that.
I hope it'll be better. Yeah, Martin. Yeah.
Martin.
But I think it's quite good.
It looked all right.
It looked good.
A lot of words.
Lots of words. Big words. Buzzwords.
Music this week. No one really went to anything this week, did they?
Nah, I've been doing work.
It's been a big week for work.
I don't know. Have I gone to any gigs?
Lamb of God, we spoke about last week.
Yeah, we spoke about Lamb of God. I've got gigs coming up, but none of us have been to it.
Yeah, it's been a busy week for
work. I hate music.
Are you bored yet?
Yeah, I'm bored.
Nearly 3 years of just studying music and like...
I'm done, mate. I'm going to football.
Football, yeah, that's not a bad way to go. Yeah. Football doesn't get boring. Nah. Keeps it interesting.
It does.
Spices it up, though.
Yeah, I think I'm going to head that way now.
This week, it's not really very us.
No.
Or especially not very you for.
No,
maybe a bit more
last
me.
Week was...
Last week was your week.
Last week, yeah.
But this week we're gonna be talking about the Enemy Awards that came out just because we want to laugh at them more than anything. But a lot of the songs are going to be Enemy bands.
What a load of rubbish, though.
Some Heim, some Queens of Stone Age, Foals.
I haven't even heard any of the nominees or anything, but I'm just guessing.
I've got a lot of them written down.
Guessing it's going to be terrible.
Some of them are quite funny because there's like the biggest villain or something. Villain of the Year, David Cameron, Harry Styles, Miley Cyrus, Robin Thicke, or Putin.
Robin Fett gets it.
Yeah, over Putin. That's how much of a... Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, we'll play a couple of songs and hopefully some more people will join us.
Yeah, hopefully someone will join us. Maybe we've got some other people to come. If you fancy coming in, if you're listening, think,
just come and knock on the door.
Just come knock on the door and say hi because it's a different one for us.
It's going to be weird. First up, Lamb of God, which isn't an Enemy band. Probably shouldn't be playing that.
But we put their review up this week.
Yes.
So you have to go on. What's the website called?
www.audio-addict.co.uk.
Yep.
Because there is a review up, which we spoke about last week, if you listened. Then after that, it's Enemyville. So we'll do Lamb of God, then Arctic Monkeys, and then, we'll see if anyone's here. See you in a bit. That was Are You Mine by Arctic Monkeys. I like that song. I couldn't tell if you do or not.
Nah, I don't, mate.
Nah. You danced a little bit, though.
Did I?
You just had a little move.
I like the dance floor song. That's what I'm going
to do. The dance floor song. About 10 years ago.
Yeah, is that what people say? You know, you're not a proper Arctic Monkeys fan if you go, oh, my favourite song is the
Scummy Man one. That one's right.
Oh,
good.
That one.
Yeah, you like that one, don't you?
Nah, not really.
Okay.
I should like them.
We're doing news this week. Not a whole lot happened on our website.
Nah.
Whose fault is that? Should we blame Leo?
Let's blame Leo. Sorry, Leo. It's your fault.
Death Grips. Announced a new album, I believe. That's the story.
Well, they've started working on a new album. They were being Death Grips, basically, and they did some weird stuff on the internet. Like the drummer basically explained that they're working on some new stuff. I think they're doing a film for a Robert Pattinson film. They're doing music for Robert Pattinson.
Ooh, that's not
100% confirmed, but it's something like that. But also, they've got a brand new Twitter full of conspiracy theories stuff, I think. And they keep retweeting Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
But basically, the gist of it is Death Grips are starting to work on a new album.
Did they
just release
one?
Yeah, but it came out of like nowhere. Like no one expected it to turn up.
That's a bit of a fashion at the moment. They've done it. Oh, is that their thing? Because David Bowie did that.
I don't think he did. I think his one came out of nowhere. Lady Gaga did it. No, she didn't. Beyonce did it to massive success.
David Bowie was quite a success, really. Martin spoke about it in a lecture a while ago because obviously he's a big fan. And he said he woke up one morning and just checked his Twitter, and there was a tweet from David Bowie about 6 a.m. saying, "At 12, my latest release will come out," or whatever.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
I don't understand. Like, if it's becoming a little trend, how does it benefit the artist?
Does it?
Because surely all the promo and the hype, that just increases sales.
Because it cuts it. Because it makes it, gives it a story, doesn't it?
Yeah. That'll only last so long, though,
personally,
if everyone's going
to
do it.
Yeah, I like to be excited for a record, you know. I like to.
I guess it cuts piracy.
That's a big thing.
Because if they have, you know, three or four singles beforehand, everyone's already downloaded them, then they won't buy the album. Whereas if Beyonce just snaps out an album, everyone will be like, yep, buy that.
Here we go, yeah.
I haven't even listened to that album.
I haven't either. Apparently it's good, yeah. Apparently there's a lot of soul to it. And,
but Death Grips, are they rap? I think they're rap, but they're like heavy,
yeah, it's like intense, obscure hip-hop. Like, I tried playing it to my brother who listens to Jay-Z all the time.
Yeah.
I thought he might like it, but he was like... It'd be good if it was in a club, but not in my room. Like,
gets you pumped.
But it does. It really gets you pumped. And he's my favorite hip hop. They're my favorite hip hop.
Really?
Group at the moment. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Definitely. They're so different to anything else out there. And like the Kanye album was like, Yeezus was a bit like Kanye doing a bit of an obscure hip hop album, and it's like Death Grips going no,
that's cute.
That's cute. This is an obscure hip hop album. Yeah.
I wonder if someone played Death Grips to Kanye West, what he would say.
I bet he's a bit of a fan.
I'd love to see that reaction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other news is Damon Albarn is going to release a solo album.
I think it's his first solo album.
I don't think it is.
Maybe first one in a long time.
Maybe a few years. I don't think it's been that long.
Do you think? Maybe.
We'll check it out in the break. But it's going to be called Everyday Robots.
And he's headlining Latitude Festival.
I think he's a bit of a don. He's one of my main arguments when I try and say that Blur are better than Oasis. He's the figurehead.
I'm not sure who I'd...
Because since Blur stopped, and they had the little comeback, but since they officially stopped, he wrote a musical. He does Gorillaz,
who
everybody loves. He's still doing solo albums. He's changed his sound over and over again. He's wrote songs like Feel Good Incorporated, songs. Since Noel and Liam stopped Oasis, Liam's got a fashion brand, and Noel's did. I can't remember what they're called.
Noel's all right.
What's his band called?
High Flying Birds. But I kept playing Oasis songs.
Yeah, they're just Oasis without the rest. Like, I think Damon is more talented.
What's the bassist in Blur called?
Again? Alex James.
I like him.
Because he does like weird little things.
Yeah, I like
him. He makes
him.
Cheese.
Yeah, did you watch that reality show he was on once? It was like an X Factor for bands type thing.
Oh, that
Orange
rings
Rock
a bell.
Corpse, maybe, something
yeah,
like that. That
yeah.
was wild, good.
Yeah, I think I might watch that, actually. Yeah, probably because he was on it.
I think that's kind of got me into Blur a bit.
I've seen Blur only twice.
I've never seen him. I don't really intend to. I bet it's a really fun gig, actually, Blur.
Just so if you had to pick Oasis or Blur?
I don't know.
I know Aiden would be Oasis.
I think I know more Oasis from Blur, and I'd saying you saw Oasis live is a bigger thing than saying you've seen Blur live, I think.
Just because they're playlists.
Yeah, and it's Oasis.
Yeah, I don't know. What they do is just rock music. It's good. It's really good. It's really good rock music, but I think Blur are special and a bit different.
Yeah. Have I ever told you my story when I was that close to seeing Oasis live?
No.
I was that close to seeing Oasis live.
Why?
tell the listeners the size of my hand.
About 5 centimeters, like really close.
Really close. I was at Fee Festival and they were playing. Right. They were going to headline.
Yeah.
And it was literally the day they split up.
Oh, that's good. I could have just played that last show.
I think it was like on the helicopter on the way there. Like, we're splitting up.
Why not just play the show?
I know.
That's just selfish.
I was a bit going.
Half that crowd probably paid just to see them.
Yeah, so Snow Patrol headlined instead.
Actually,
I went and saw MGMT.
I don't mind Snow Patrol. I don't mind one hour.
I was looking forward to seeing them. I saw them last year. I was looking forward to it. I thought, might be all right. It was really boring.
MGMT are cool though as well.
Yeah, right? Lady Gaga was on perform as well. In the 10.
Ooh.
It was mental.
That is cool. Yeah. I didn't really have much more news because, it's been a quiet week.
But if I go But actually, thinking about it, Damon Albarn, I don't think it's a great headliner for a festival.
Probably not. Unless he can play Blur songs.
He will. You got to.
Yeah.
Why don't you just book Blur? I know it must be twice as expensive.
If he could whap out a playlist of like Blur's greatest hits, Gorilla's greatest hits, whatever he does on his new album, that'd be one hell of a set.
I've always thought like Latitude, especially, it always just has the leftovers of what. Reading Leeds don't really want. Have you ever looked at the lineup?
But he could headline second stage at Reading probably.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's just him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he is genius.
But if you're gonna have him headline a festival, you might as well just pay the extra to get Blur.
It'll be a lot extra though. Because aren't they officially split up again?
I guess so.
They just drift in and out of being. Yeah. You know.
But mate, just pay the money.
Yeah. So that's news. Not a lot.
It's not a lot this week, is there? Yeah, we'll talk about NME later, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll just mention it. The Enemy Awards are up. I haven't even voted, actually.
I'm not going to vote. I don't like anything.
But we're going to go through a couple of the
Frank
categories.
Frank Turner's on none of it. Absolutely none
of it. Surprises me, actually.
That surprises me.
Hero of the Year, something
like
that.
Makes me a little bit angry. Makes me a little bit angry. Nothing else.
Enemy and Frank Turner are mates.
Yeah. Josh Homme has confirmed a new Eagles Death Metal album. I think Eagles Death Metal are rubbish.
I agree.
What's is it a comedy thing? I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I do not get it.
I don't think I like him, but I do like a couple of Queens of Stone Age songs.
I don't like the front man guy in
Josh Homme.
No, in Eagles Death Metal.
Oh right. Yeah, no, he's
weird.
I've seen Arctic Monkeys once and they supported. So I made sure I checked them out beforehand and stuff so I can enjoy it, but they were absolutely rubbish. I didn't understand that appeal at all.
Yeah.
But the story there is confirming new album.
I had a funny idea, a funny thought. You know how Outkast all back together and they're playing Coachella, aren't they?
Yeah.
And everyone reckons they're going to play Glastonbury.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be hilarious if they end up getting booked for Free Festival. Imagine the outrage.
Because Fleetwood Mac were all but confirmed, weren't they?
Yeah, but then apparently they're not now.
One of them's ill.
I don't know.
I believe one of them's ill, so now they can't. So
yeah.
Outkast the headline? I don't know about that.
No, I don't think they'll headline.
Not main stage.
I think they'll be under like Prince or something like that. It'd be awesome if they're under Prince.
I don't care about Prince. I should.
But yeah, it'd be amazing.
It would be cool. But yeah, we'll be back. Here's a couple more songs. We're going to play Heim,
I think it is.
And Queens of Stone Age, because they're quite prominent on the old Enemy Award things, which we're about to talk about. Maybe this time when you come back, we'll have some more friends. Maybe. They're just giving in our work. See you in a minute. That's a cool song.
That's alright, isn't it?
They suck a little bit, and Eagles of Death Metal suck a little bit, but that's a cool song.
That was quite a good song.
Aiden picked that for his choice a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm not a massive Queens of Stone Age fan, but that was that.
They got that season. One. That's like, no one.
Yeah. The Kerrang songs. So I call them the Kerrang songs.
If they were at.
Download?
Yeah, Sonosphere, one of them. How high up would they be?
They played Download this last year, and one under Iron Maiden headlining.
That's
high. A big band.
I don't know why.
They did the same at Reading, didn't they?
Yeah, they've been really high.
Guns N' Roses. I was there.
How was that?
I went and watched someone else, though.
Instead of Guns N' Roses?
No, I watched Guns N' Roses. Oh. I waited an hour and a half for them.
Yeah.
I left halfway for them.
So I thought we'd start on some of these awards.
Let's do it.
If you were the Enemy Judge Man guy.
Yep.
You know, the editor or whoever is in charge
Enemy
of
Enemy editor,
things.
That's my future job.
Yeah. Best live act. Not that you might have seen any of these.
Okay,
but just on reputation or something. Arctic Monkeys.
Okay.
Biffy Clyro.
Mm-hmm.
Heim.
Mm-hmm.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Mm-hmm.
Savages.
And Palma Violets, I think. I've got them up here. I got them here. Yeah, sorry. Okay. I was letting you go, but I knew him.
For the listeners.
I would pick the only one that I have seen live, I think, as Biffy Clyro. But Biffy Clyro are amazing live.
They
I've seen
are
them like
epic.
7-8 times. And that Reading set looked insane.
That was insane.
Were you there?
Yeah.
I was jealous.
A bit sleepy and hungover. I wasn't really paying full attention. I was on a low.
Yeah.
But they were good.
That was like their moment, I think.
Yeah.
That was their,
they've
their
made,
moment.
They can now headline more or less any festival in the world.
I've never watched. That was one of the only sets where I've watched on TV and been like, God, Lime. I wish I was there.
Yeah. And I think they've got the right amount of edgy heaviness to maybe do a Download or Sonosphere.
Yeah, they've headlined Sonosphere before.
Yeah.
And I reckon next year there's a solid shout for headline Download. I'd love to see him headline Download.
I think Arctic Monkeys will be a popular choice for that category.
Because Arctic Monkeys.
Because it's them. And I get that. I think they're awesome too.
You love them, don't you?
I do love them, but live, they're kind of stylish live. They're kind of smooth and they've got this like coolness about them.
I mean, no one wants
but
that.
You don't, yeah, you want the intense,
why?
you want the biffy. Palma Violets, I couldn't even tell you what they sound like. Do you know?
Bastille.
Yeah, probably. Hey, you can't say that.
That was my Leo joke.
I'm going to see this summer.
I'm jealous.
But I'm not that bothered about the album, to be honest.
There's something about them I like. I haven't worked out what it is. I think it might be the folky element, and they're all quite good-looking girls.
Yeah, that helps. But, they're cool.
I can't imagine how amazing they are live, though.
No, they don't have that.
Well, they do the whole... I think they all play drums at the same time and all that stuff. So maybe that's quite fun to watch.
Savages, again, I can't tell you a lot about Savages.
Oh, you know what I'm surprised they aren't in there? Imagine Dragons.
They're up for...
Yeah,
the worst
band.
Yeah.
Their live shows might be really good.
I can imagine it's quite epic, because they've got that epic kind of sound, but...
Yeah. He likes stage divers and stuff as well.
Do you like them?
I think so. I like two of their songs.
I think I like them a little bit.
Yeah.
But they kind of get slated on the same way that 1975 do, but...
Oh, I like 1975 as well.
Yeah, exactly. Bastille, even.
They're the best, Bastille.
And then Queens of the Stone Age again. They seem to be up for everything.
I'm not a fan. Savages. No. I bet they're probably alright live.
Probably.
Yeah, they're quite obscure.
But no Biffy Clyro.
I like Savages because we put them on the cover.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. So, yeah, no, they're our friends. They should win.
Yeah, Savages.
Should we do best track?
Yeah, let's do best track. Should I go for them?
Yeah, go for it.
We've got Arcade Fire with a Reflector.
It's the Reflector.
There you go. Arctic Monkeys, Do I Wanna Know?
Do I Wanna Know?
Daft Punk of Get Lucky.
Up on that, Get Lucky.
Disclosure of White Noise.
Just Noise, White Noise.
Lily Adam of Hard Out Here.
Out there for a...
And finally, Primal Scream.
Yeah, how does that go?
Oh, no, that one. I never heard that one.
Yeah, that one shouldn't have
been. That was good, though. Round of applause to Ellis, because that's a great rendition of those first five.
I have no idea how that last one goes, so no, I don't try it. So that probably shouldn't win.
Nah. Lily Allen. It's great.
Really?
Daft Punk would be... Daft Punk would get it for me. Mm. Oh, what a song, though.
That was a huge song this summer.
Anthem for summer.
Reflector, it's a good song.
It grew on me. It was on too many adverts.
It's good in the context of the album, but as a single, it doesn't compare to Get Lucky. Or
it's
even
a nice song, but maybe song, number two would be Hard Out Here. I'm annoyed with White Noise. I've had enough of White Noise.
Same. Too many clubs, too many horrible nights, and Blimmin' Myth or
ban
whatever. Get Lucky. Hard Out There. I didn't like that song, Hard Out Here.
Really. I like it.
I really love the video because she's being all brave and clever and, you know, Lily Allen. But that the song I didn't think was that special. But Get Lucky big song.
I think it's a great song. But it's one of our weaker songs.
Yeah.
Our second album's a masterpiece, I think.
I think they're both awesome. Mm. I think this one will be really good as well.
Yeah, I hope so, because it's Lily Allen. She's just cool.
She is cool.
Yeah, I fancy her.
I think everyone does, because she's so, like, doesn't give a crap. It's awesome.
Yeah, she's my favourite. But Daft Punk.
Agreed.
Track of the year. Daft Punk, Get Lucky.
Is there a track of the year for you?
Personally? Marmoset, Move Shake Hide.
Really? That's on here, I think.
Yeah, I think it's on there. I think we played it before. It is literally just the most awesome song of the year. Someone's deleted it, I think.
Yeah, they probably swore.
Yeah. No, they don't, I don't think. But it's just so good. I don't know. It's just amazing.
I know.
It came out of nowhere as well. Such an amazing song for them to put out. And they're so talented for, like, 18 years old on the average.
And they're signed up now. That's what we got all those hits on.
Yeah. I just Road Runner. That's a song I listen to every day for like a month.
What's another big one? I'm sure there's one on here.
Frank Turner, Recovery?
Another Marmoset song.
I'm not sure. One Man
Definitely
played
one, haven't we?
Yeah, I might. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
What about you?
Probably. You know, I'm not even sure. Because there probably was one at some point that I just listened to every day for like a fortnight, but.
I think.
In a way, it was almost a slow year.
It was more of an album year.
Yeah.
More of an album year.
But even then, I can't think of one album I just adored.
Arctic?
Yeah, I did. But I had the criticism the other day to my mate. I consider myself a fairly big Arctic Monkeys fan. And the first two albums I listened to, like, so much, it's ridiculous. Two of my most listened to albums I've had. But they both had a little bit more to them. Because I could go back to him a year later and I'd find something new, or I'd still like fall in love with it again. But this album, I just think it's a bit like, on the surface, it just sounds really stylish and cool and great. But I don't think there's anything deeper to it. I don't think I'll go back to it in a year's time and have the same kind of appeal to it. I think it got boring quickly.
Yeah, I was never up on it. I wasn't that too into it at all. I don't like Arctic though, so.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think my song of the year was Move Shake High by Marmoset, or maybe Frank Turner, but Recovery.
Yeah, who's he? So we'll play a couple of songs, Foles, and who's that?
It's James Blunt.
Oh, whoa.
Play some James Blunt.
We're actually going to do it.
Yeah,
as well.
Definitely.
The reason being, he's up for what?
The best Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Which he definitely should win.
He's really funny.
He's hilarious
Twitter.
On Twitter. He's on Jonathan Ross talking about it.
So he's going to play Blimmin' Bonfire Heart. I don't even know how this one goes. Probably going to stop it before the end. And
we're not. I think one of his tweets was like, someone said it was saying, James Blunt has absolutely no talent. And James Blunt replies, and no mortgage.
Hey.
I like him.
We'll be back after these.
I like it.
It's rubbish.
I think it's okay.
It's absolutely rubbish.
No, disagree.
He's up for... Oh, no, that was a good thing.
I'm a James Blunt fan. Yep, there we go. Louis James Bond fan. Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah, that doesn't even surprise anyone. Should we do another award?
Yeah. Is he that bad, though, that James
Yes.
Bond? Why?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, great timeless song.
Timeless song.
Timeless song.
It was big because the silly 30-year-old mums that got all emotional.
I might
over
listen
it.
To it tonight.
Just in a dark room by yourself, thinking about Francesca.
Oh, yeah. Oh, burn. Burn. Yeah, probably.
Don't even deny it. You'll be like, yeah, probably. All right, yeah. What one should we do?
What should we do?
Should we do best TV show? Because you like TV.
I don't like any of these, though.
Really?
None of them.
Up for best TV shows, Breaking Bad, Breaking Doctor Who, Fresh Meat, Game of Thrones, Misfits and Sherlock. They're all massive shows.
Yeah.
Sherlock is awesome. Have you not watched it?
No.
That is really good.
I've heard it's good. I'm a Silent Witness guy at the moment.
I saw there was a new series, but since...
Yeah, you're a Silent Witness guy.
But since the main guys left...
Yeah.
I know there's still the main woman.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
But it's a bit like... I don't
The new cat's quite
anymore.
Good, though.
But I'd have to learn to love him.
Yeah.
I can't be
he's
bothered.
He's like an MMA fighter.
Yeah. It's a bit silly. He's meant to be like a murder investigator or whatever.
Yeah, he's both.
So why is... That's just stupid.
I know, it is a bit. But it's good. And Wally Roden very good at the moment. Big Brother, though, mate. Big Brother.
It's getting a lot of chat, isn't
Lionel
it?
Lionel went out.
Yeah, I saw a tiny bit when Lee Ryan came down from the diary room and they had just done a little trick thing when everyone could watch him, but he didn't know. So everyone, as he was coming downstairs, everyone just split, like, to not make it obvious. And then he was saying, because he was meant to be a fan, but fan asking him questions, but she was an actor. Well, she was an actress, and she was actually asking him all questions that the housemates wanted to ask him. So it was all like this. And then it came down the stairs, and everyone was, like, pretending that they weren't watching. And then that Lionel guy just said to him, like, oh, yeah, no, she seemed like a journalist, didn't she? Because she kept doing it. And everyone was like, well, you're just giving it away, you silly old man. What did he even... What's his things? Was he a pop star or
Lionel?
Something? Yeah.
He was an entertainer. He was, like, Bruce Forsyth.
Oh, that's cool.
But he did this amazing... One of his most well-known moments is like the 1961 Royal for Right performance where he performed like Sammy Davis Jr. Wow. It's like, I watched it. It's actually hilarious.
I bet it's awesome.
Yeah, it's like when it was black and white and stuff. But yeah, he was a nice guy, but I think I like Jim Davidson.
Is that a popular thing?
Nope.
No, I didn't think so.
I like him. And Louisa.
I like
Louisa.
I fancy Louisa. Yeah.
Like, she's honest. She's just herself. She's just a bit misunderstood.
But there's a fine line between being honest and just being unnecessarily rude.
Yeah.
Like, you can be honest, you can have your opinions. Well, maybe sometimes. But I do agree that people like that are a lot better. They aren't fake, they aren't forced. They'll just tell someone if they're being a twat or whatever, but...
Yeah.
Say that? But but then it's like, you don't always have to say it out loud. You can just think it.
Yeah. I don't know. I like her. I don't like Lee Ryan. I don't like Dappy.
Who's going to win? Normally there's a massive favourite that's just going to stroll it.
Well, maybe the guy from Made in Chelsea?
Oh, yeah.
Ollie, is it?
But he just seems exactly what we just said, someone that's just, like, overly nice and just never honest.
Yes, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But I love Big Brother.
It's fair enough.
I'll watch it tonight.
Well, that's not the best TV show. What are they doing?
I know, right? Oh, well, who would you vote for then? Sherlock?
Well, Breaking Bad will win.
If I'd pick one, it'd be Fresh Meat.
Fresh Meat is good.
Because that's the only one I've really got a bit into.
But I've watched Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and Sherlock out of that.
Cool.
But, I don't know, that's a bit of a rubbish category.
Why are they doing the best reissue category? No one... I hate reissues. There's one thing which annoys me, it's a reissue. God, I hate reissues.
I remember a lot of chat about the Nirvana one. That would probably win. Nirvana in
the
role.
Probably, because it's Nirvana as well. Yeah.
They can't do any wrong. best book.
I haven't read any of these.
Well, again, Morrissey got
Morrissey will get it. Best small festival.
Oh, is
never
been
to any of them.
Green Man's nice. That's one of our lecturer guys is like the main man of Green Man.
Maybe we should vote for that. Vote for Green Man.
Green Man.
Best. Oh, this is a funny one. Best fan community: Arctic Monkeys, Hutt, Heim, Morrissey, Muse, or Peace.
How are you meant to judge that?
Morrissey fan community.
Who are they?
Get a grip. Second years. Really? They don't have a fan community. They just have protesters.
But even Arctic Monkeys, a band that have silly amounts of fans. How are we meant to judge their fan community? I don't understand.
Frank Turner should be in that one.
Yeah, Radiohead.
Right, nah. Who has a good Neck Deep we've discovered? Not that many bands have this amazing fan community.
I just don't know how you're meant to vote for someone, especially
Jam.
Hurts.
Pearl Jam probably have the best fan community, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, legit. They've got like their fan club is like the best. That
you just say, yeah, legit.
Yeah, I've been saying that a lot. It's not good. It's either that or Solid at the moment. That's a solid.
I can say, yeah, no, that's a solid song. But I'm going to go, yeah, legit.
Legit. It's that it's wrestling.
Makes you sound, oh, is it?
Yeah.
Makes you sound like a G. Does yeah, it? Legit, man.
Should we do Worst Band?
Oh, yeah.
30 Seconds to Mars, 1975, Imagine Dragons, Muse, One Direction, or Wanted.
There's a few there that I thought would be proper enemy bands.
Yeah,
Muse. 1975, Imagine Dragon and Muse, I thought Enemy would get right behind.
Oh, unless these are like fan voted, like fans put in like their like who would they nominate, and Enemy have collectively voted for the top five.
Yeah.
What fans have put shortlisted, that's but the word.
They haven't said that. I think the Enemy just chose all these things.
Well, that's very silly.
Very silly.
Very silly. But I would pick One Direction, obviously. Muse is really surprising.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons are surprising. I don't think they had that much hate.
1975 kind of do, don't they?
30 Seconds to Mars do.
Yeah, but that's just because Gerard's such a fool.
Yeah, don't like him at all. Music moment of the year? Kanye West brings Jesus on stage.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think Pussy Riot being free is probably the moment.
Because that was a big deal.
Or was it last year?
Why are they doing all these year things now?
I know, it's end of January.
It is.
Pointless.
Do this at the beginning of January like we did.
God.
Well, actually, we did it before Christmas, didn't we? Before we broke off Christmas.
Yeah, we were smart.
That makes more sense. What are they doing it now? Enemy, just desperate for features.
Hero of the Year, like. Russell Brand, Lou Reed, only because he's dead.
Oi.
Well,
let's not be rude.
He wouldn't be in there anyway, would he?
No, he wouldn't. Pussy Riot.
Pussy Riot should get it.
They've just been Alex in prison, Turner's, yeah. What's he done compared to Pussy Riot?
I know, right? Villain of the Year.
Robert
Thicke, yeah,
such
I spoke about
an
that.
Absolute fool.
Yeah, so right, I will not be voting, I don't think.
I probably just
will. Oh, video of the year? I don't think I've seen any of those videos. Oh, Hard Out Here and Happy. Pharrell Happy.
The Reflect one was really cool, but I like the 24-hour Happy thing.
Yeah.
Did we speak about that on air?
Yeah,
we
spoke about it.
Because he's the first guy now that's done 24-hour long music video, and you can go on YouTube and type 11 p.m. Pharrell Happy, and it will be the 11 till 12 hour, and there's so many famous people just pop up on it. It's really cool. So yeah, that's probably them.
Sweet.
Although the Arctic Monkeys one was really cool as well, but I just like them. so yeah, there's a few categories there. We're just going to do a couple more songs now.
Let's do some songs.
A-Punk, that's a bit of a golden oldie.
I don't mind it.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
Then Through the Wire, because Kanye's up for a lot of things as well, and it's a great song. We'll be back. There's No Other Way by Blur because of Damon Albarn's latest solo album announcement thing. Pretty much the only reason. But now everybody's here.
Hello. Our friends.
Everybody just gave in our work. How did it look?
Professional.
It looked like a pro business plan.
Could we send it to like a publisher and be like, this is our magazine, give us money?
No.
It's not that good.
But it took so long because Louis messed up, right?
I didn't don't do that.
It's been a good week for Louis. He's already, we played James Blunt.
Yeah, we played James Blunt, lads.
Oh, why weren't we here for that?
Why?
He's up for one of the Enemy Awards, so it was relevant, I promise.
I wanted to, yeah. And what else happened? We've just been talking, haven't we?
Just chatting rubbish.
You had a good time.
Yeah,
it's been a good
time. Better time about you.
Did you have a good time leaving us with all of the problems?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Was there any problems in mine? There's probably spelling.
Nah, yours
is pretty flawless.
Flawless. Did you hear that, Louis?
Shut up. All right, I'm editor. Fired.
All right, Leo, step up.
So, yeah, our life is doing all right, isn't it?
So, we were slowly going through the Enemy Award things. For no particular reason.
Well, how far through are you with
everything?
Do you want to get the thing up? And
see it.
Oh yeah, can I see it?
Yes.
Can't.
We've done a few. Do you want to? Yeah, best album. We haven't done that.
We've done best album,
ones.
Have we? Who should we do best album?
Shall
I go through it? I'll go through it. We've got Arctic Monkeys, AM, Drenge, Kanye West, Yeezus,
yeah,
Peace in Love, Queens of the Stone Age, Like Clockwork.
Well, it's Queens of the Stone Age.
Hey. Savages, Silent Yourself.
Well, it's Queens of the Stone Age.
But Ellis did a great intro for all the songs of the year.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not doing that again.
That's a shame.
Did it good earlier.
He did
though.
A good little intro from all.
Check out our podcast.
Listen back. How can you listen back? Where do you go?
Well, yeah, there'll be a link up on our website, which will
What's
take
the
you.
I've
already done that.
Do it again.
www.audio-addict.co.uk. But yeah, if you just type Audio Addict Podcast into iTunes, we pop up. It's quite cool.
I love a cheap
That
plug.
Is really cool.
Hmm. We should probably need to plug that more.
Yeah.
But who are Savages and why are they even in contention?
They're our cover stars.
Yeah, but
they were the last cover stars before we took over.
Mm. They're great. They were quite good.
I don't know who they are.
All female like punk band. Pretty good.
I haven't listened to any of these albums.
Have you really? Not?
Really? No, you must listen to at least Arctic Monkeys, Kanye, or Queens of the Stone Age. One of them three.
Not in full.
You haven't.
Jesus.
No.
What did you do last year? Yeah. What did you do last year?
Just cry.
So I'm gonna. Leo's gonna pick Kanye probably. Aiden's gonna pick Queens of the Stone Age.
Of course. I'd pick Kanye as well.
And well,
not to win, because Arctic Monkeys are obviously going to win.
I pick Frank Turner.
He's not.
Because why isn't he in anything on The Enemy? And I The Enemy love him. Like,
no, that is a good point. I was quite surprised this wasn't flooded with Frank Turner.
Maybe, just maybe, the album wasn't that good.
Oi! How dare you? How dare you?
I think
I'm saying.
I disagree.
I probably. Even though I put Arctic Monkeys as my number one. I've had some time to reflect.
Okay.
Because I just think that one, I said it earlier, so I won't go in depth, but it's all a bit on the surface. It's all a bit glitzy and like, I don't know, the Arctic Monkeys album I'm talking about, whereas something like Yeezus probably has a lot more depth to it. So
it does.
I don't know. That's my little pretentious speech. What about best scroller? Yeah.
New Bad?
Yeah, Churches, Courtney Barnett.
But she's okay. Drenge.
Jaguar Ma. Swim Deep or Wolf Alice.
Oh, it's got to be Churches.
That's a really good album as well.
Yeah, it's a great album.
You listen to that?
Yeah, I think I've heard that. I don't know barely any of them. Who's Courtney Barnett?
I don't know, but
I think we just agreed on something.
Yeah. Damn. Wow.
Weird.
No, potentially an actual first.
Oh, we could do this one. This is a weird one. Best solo artist.
Oh, okay.
David Bowie. Jake Bugg.
The only time they'll ever be mentioned in the same sentence.
Kanye West, Lord, Lily Allen, Paul McCartney.
Kanye.
Lily just snuck in there right at the end.
They really
she?
Like her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Lily Allen's the one for me out of them. Definitely.
Well, Kanye.
Gotta be Kanye.
No, it's Lily Allen.
Oh no, did they not have Miles Kane in there?
Oh, no. Lily Allen is much more artistically. Important than Kanye West.
What?
Yeah, I said it.
You can.
Yeah, I said it.
We don't even need to say anything back, really.
I'm joking.
Did Paul McCartney have an album last year?
It did, didn't
yeah, it? Yeah, he did. It was rubbish.
But he's in the Beatles, so.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Enemy.
You have to like
anything
him because he's in
the
Beatles. And if you don't like the Beatles, well, you're just not into music, man.
No, you're allowed to hate the Beatles, just not the dead ones.
he's probably, for that award, though, he is the best solo artist. David Bowie's best solo artist.
Well, no, you got to think when these awards come out, it's more of a retrospective of what they've done in the last 12 months.
This
so you've
year.
Got to consider it that way, yeah.
It'd be Kanye.
I'd say Kanye.
Jake Bugg has been the most successful out of them all.
Jake Bugg was the most successful, yeah.
More successful than Kanye?
Within this country, he's probably just under, but I don't know. I'd say no, but he's got a haircut, so he's going to win.
True.
Okay, best international band. Supported by Austin, Texas, an entire state.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Arcade Fire, Haim, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Phoenix, Vampire Weekend, or Queens of the Stone Age.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Even though I wouldn't really agree with any of them, I'd vote for Nick Cave.
Yeah, I was thinking Nick Cave.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to his album last year.
It's good.
Yeah?
It's not like in my top 20, but it's good.
Metallica. Was it as good as Dig Lazarus Dig?
No.
Okay, because I really like that album.
Vampire Weekend are, I think, quite weirdly well respected. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Pitchfork said their album was the best of 2013.
Oh, dear.
That was a strange shout to make, really.
Really weird.
Because I considered them to fall more into that sort of, like, bland indie drenge of things.
Yeah. I don't understand what they do different to half of everyone else.
I don't even think it's their best album. I still prefer the second album, I think.
I've never really listened to them by album.
No, they're a FIFA band more than anything. Yeah. You just get really a song in there every 2 years.
We played A-Punk earlier.
Oh, that was nice.
That's
I played Lamb of God too.
Oh, which one?
Hourglass.
Tune.
Played State of Emergency. Skindred, yeah.
I'm seeing them on Thursday, aren't I?
I tried the ones you guys gave me.
None of them were.
No Alcest.
Oh, no.
So I tried to put on the little clip of the Queens of the Stone Age Live Lounge as well, but...
Oh, no, okay. Touchy luck. Guess who I'm going to see on Friday?
I don't know. Frank Turner?
Nah, no, that's 2 weeks, mate. 2 weeks.
Bastille?
Scar Band?
No.
Pop Punk?
Chloe Howe?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would be her.
Joiners? I'm really looking forward to it. I think she's going to be really good.
Sure,
she's pretty, really pretty. Pretty ginger girl.
Well, by the way, freckles, we didn't put any reviews up. We didn't put any reviews up this week.
Did we Lamb of God?
Yeah, I put
Lamb of God, but we spoke about that last week.
Oh, no, we put up Neck Deep in Canterbury.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about them, didn't you, Alice?
No, Neck Deep, yeah, but none of us wrote that, so we can't talk about it.
We have listened to it,
about Neck Deep.
Sean tweeted about it, so I was going to ask Sean.
I only have two tracks and gave up.
It's not. I don't like it either.
Do you really not like it?
It's not good.
Yeah.
There's only one good. I can only think of one good UK pop punk band. That's Me Versus Hero.
Oh, yeah, you keep saying that. The thing about the Neck Deep album, it's just a newfound glory. It's like a newfound glory album.
But really teenage angsty, but in a British sense.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
In 2013.
It's all right. Like, it's not amazing.
I'm
going
to say what I told you the other day, Leo. It's the start of the year, and they were pushed as one of these bands that were going to make it this year. And I think the album's come out. All the magazines want to get behind them, so they're giving them the album. Yeah, we have. So we're all giving them higher scores than they deserve.
It was weird that, like, Thingy gave them, like, five out of five.
Who did?
Bees,
yeah.
It's not that good.
Don't worry, he's not listening.
I will never get the obsession with this band.
It's weird. It's
their
strange one.
Their love songs are better than anything else. Like, part of me is
pretty much all love songs.
Pop-punk love songs. Yeah. Like, there's a million of them.
Yeah. But they do it all right. Like, they do it all right. They're not awful.
So many bands like that around at the moment that are making a really decent living, and it's just like, you're all right. Yeah. You're not doing anything that
hasn't
been done.
You're living too comfortably
before.
For what you're doing.
Can we play that?
Play
what?
What
was it saying?
Something to do with Skindred.
Yeah. Go for it.
Skindred is probably just like a massive swear word or something.
Yeah, they swore earlier in State of Emergency, and we were like,
Morning Zoo.
Benji Morning Zoo.
Let's go.
Let's do this. Because I am seeing them first.
Yo, what happened, people? This is Benji from the band called Skindred, you know. Are you listening to The Morning View? And I want, you know, turn up the radio and make the music, then play. Do it, man. Shut your mouth.
I love him.
Do it, man.
That wasn't as good as Dave Benson Phillips talking about grunge.
We're interviewing them on Thursday as well.
Who, Dave Benson Phillips?
No. Oh. We could get him. I will get him. But Skindred.
Are you doing it?
I was. Well, I thought it was going to be today, so that's why I said I wouldn't do it. And now it's Thursday. But I've got someone else doing it now. But I gave him loads of questions to ask. Because I know for a fact that he's got a side project going on and he hasn't spoke about it.
Ooh.
Ooh, Benji.
Yeah, Benji.
Insider knowledge.
So I'm really looking forward to that show because Soil are supporting as well. Yeah. Soil. They're going to play loads of songs from Scars, which is like one of the best metal albums of all time.
I'm not going to lie, that is a banging album.
Are they the Halo band?
Yeah. Last time I saw
they're not the Bodies band, they're the Halo band. Yeah.
Last time I saw they completely messed up Halo. It's like, what was the point of even going to watch it?
You set Aiden off.
That was the highlight of my show. we'll play a couple of songs. Yeah, that was a really long song by the 1975. I need to mention that poster because I told some nice chaps that I would. Real Promotions, as in Real Promotions,
Real Big Fish,
are hosting a gig at the Joiners. Where's the date? I can't see it. Oh, 27th of Jan. Headlined by Treasures. There's also Josh Betteridge, The Chromatics, and Luke Draper.
Yeah, go to that.
It's probably their project or something, so it'd be really nice if you could attend. That'd be just lovely.
I think it'd be a good little night. Very lovely venue.
Could be a good big night.
You
know, no one can really tell.
Go out.
It's always funny.
Have we got any more categories?
No.
Did you do best TV show?
Yeah.
Well, we discussed it.
Because I can imagine like Louis just slamming on Breaking Bad on failure of us being here, so I think we should go over it again.
I just said I didn't like any of them apart from Fresh Meat a little bit.
Yeah, he said he liked Fresh Meat a little bit, and then we started talking about Big Brother and what's the school
Silent
one?
Witness and Waterloo Road.
Waterloo Road.
What's the list?
You missed that. I'll go through it for you. Shall I go through it?
Cool, yeah.
You're going to like it, Lee, I think. Yeah? It's sort of geeky, so.
Oh, good.
Breaking Bad.
Yay. Yeah.
Doctor Who.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fresh Meat.
Yes.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh, see, you're
not mad on that.
Misfits. Sherlock.
Yeah,
yeah, the first three.
Why don't you like Game of Thrones?
I just don't.
It's people beating each other up.
Yeah, it's a bit excessive, isn't it?
But it's like blood and stuff, sex, violence.
It was good. It wasn't as good as Breaking Bad, but it was good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Sherlock's awesome. Have any of you guys watched
it? No, I keep getting told to watch it, but I know I like it when I watch it. I just never get around to it.
And they're like an hour and a half long, hour and 20 minutes. So you do need to set aside like an evening or whatever.
Yeah, each episode's like a film's length or something.
Out of them, though, it has to be Breaking Bad.
Yeah, no doubt. After the finale and everything. Yeah.
But why have Enemy got any say on TV shows anyway?
It's just to show that culture, I guess.
Yeah, there's a whole load. There's best reissue is a whole thing.
What's up for best
reissue? Who's up for that?
The Beta Band, The Breeders, Bob Dylan, The Clash, Nirvana, and The Velvet Underground. I hate reissues. There's nothing which grinds my gears more than reissues.
What's the point?
Unless it's like a vinyl reissue.
Yeah, no. Unless it's just remastered sound from like all that.
I guess.
That's the only like a vinyl is if it hasn't come out on vinyl before.
Yeah.
They probably are all remastered sound. Isn't that the point?
Yeah, but to what degree have they done it?
Well, an album like In Utero, everyone loves.
It's a terrible album.
That had great production.
What?
That's Steve Albini.
The production's amazing on that album. So good.
Best producer in the world.
Doesn't really do anything. He just leaves the band to play.
Exactly.
It's so good.
So I think it will be. Well, no, it is a dumb. It's a dumb category. I agree with Louis. Yeah. This one.
Krang's the worst one. I do like the hottest and sexiest girl on Rock.
I remember one year, Gerard Way came top of hottest man and fourth in hottest women.
Like, stupid. Horrible article.
They like to make little like jokes out of their categories, like best villain. Russell Brand's in, and then you scroll down to best hero, Russell Brand's in it, and they're like, oh, because he's in both.
Do you reckon that's the noises they actually make?
Oh.
Yeah.
we could put him in both.
That's the human sound of pure polarisation.
Best festival. We didn't say best festival.
Well, I thought the nominations were
awful.
Best of All, Glastonbury, Latitude, Reading and Leeds, Tea in the Park, or V.
I mean, based on just the lineups, because I never went to any of them, I've got to just go for Glastonbury because they got the Rolling Stones. Because that was a massive coup.
Fee or Reading. They're the only two I've been to out of them.
Who was Reading last year?
Ellis. Who was Reading last year? Biffy.
Eminem.
Biffy, Eminem, and
someone else.
System? Did they headline?
No, they didn't headline.
System were there.
Green Day, that's the one. Yeah, I'd go for Reading, only for that Biffy set.
Yeah, that looked fantastic. Awesome. You were there.
I wish I was more alive and awake.
Well, it was the last day of the festival, that's the thing, because when you try and go out of a bang, everyone's knackered.
It just seemed like everyone else was really up for it, and I was just like, ooh. What are you trying to do there, Luke? You don't know what you're doing. Oh, didn't work.
One knows what we're talking about.
No, exactly.
About.
Louis just trying desperately to play that Cher thing again.
Just a shambles of a radio show.
This is like a Tourette noise.
Blancmange. That's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, isn't it?
Can we just try and play this off as like we're deconstructing the genre of radio?
Yeah, no, I signed it like I Wants to Be a Millionaire. There's loads on it.
So what has anyone got plans for us? Has anyone got doing things?
It's the Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble.
Oh,
Royal
yes.
Rumble.
Here we go, wrestling talk.
Royal Rumble.
The Royal Rumble. Sponsored
this
by...
This goes on a lot longer than I remember.
Hello, welcome to Saturday Night at ITV. We have 30 superstars sitting around the ring, all with a chance to headline WrestleMania.
Fingers on the buzzers.
Are you going to do some questions, Louis? Throw some trivia out.
What type of trivia?
Not wrestling. Yeah, something Ellis might get.
What am I having for tea tonight?
That's not trivia. That's just...
Is it Frank Turner?
Nah.
Is it Waterloo Road?
Nah. It's not until tomorrow.
Oh. Rubbish night.
It's pasta bolognese. You only got that one, did you?
Nah, I should have gone 50-50.
Yeah.
of all the answers I was given.
Aiden.
Right. Probably, like, not do this.
This is just a shambles.
This is our last week on Radio Zone.
Songs? Should we do music?
Yeah, let's do music.
What?
As in, I might play songs.
Play a song, if I've got an idea.
Play a song that will come back to something.
To something better than what just happened, yeah, I promise. Yeah.
An actual thing.
That was The Downfall of Us All by A Day to Remember.
What was it?
Downfall to Us All.
You said that so nicely. Like,
what's
so
the message, Leo?
The message of The Downfall of Us All.
It's that I hate my hometown. All my friends suck.
I hate my hometown.
It's so washed up.
And all my friends don't give a...
What?
oh, God.
So, Ellis. I saw a little picture last night. I got a little Twitter follow from a band. The band were called Holy Tees.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I'll have a little look at who this band is. So I left from Southampton. I thought, oh, that's cool. And then I saw you in the picture.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What was I doing?
Oh, Ellis is in the band, is
oh
he?
Oh my God, it's like you weren't expecting this.
So, Ellis, tell me about your new band, the Holy Tees.
Yeah, that's it.
Is it a t-shirt company which sell, like, stuff to Jesus?
No. Is it called Holy Tees?
The Holy Tees.
Yeah, is that the merch site? That should be the merch site's name. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
I didn't think you'd found... I thought you hadn't found the pun. Sorry.
Basically, the singer is Lauren. I've lived with her since first year. Her dissertation project is to form them...
he wanted to say something.
No, go on.
No, no.
Go on. You really want to say it's gone all shy. No, move on.
This song is as bad as when we like derailed Louis with Taz.
Taz, oh, that's yeah.
Please move on.
So yeah, her dissertation is to form a band, release an EP, play some shows, all that stuff, and yeah, I'm in it.
Are you excited?
That's the whole story. Yeah, it's cool.
Are you playing any shows soon?
February 10th.
Pencil that in, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
no one's penciling anything.
Wash my hair.
Oh, brilliant! And then. Another one is 25th or something. That's Avondale's. That's her EP Avondale's release show.
We'll be there. I'll be down the front.
Down the front, headbang.
Down the front.
Is the Joiners one like the our own show or with other people?
I don't know.
Because I'm actually not here on the 10th of February. I'm sorry.
Good.
Go see Real Big Fish.
Are they better than the Holy Tees?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that Joiners show is. It would be cool if
it's just music to play then. What
it's quite like. She wants it to be quite heavy.
But you love heavy music, so that's right?
It's my thing, so I feel right at home. It's, I don't know. There's one on our Facebook, you should listen to it.
Do you know how to play guitar angry?
Yeah.
He's listened to us enough to know to know how
to
play.
I hit it with my thumb and it really hurts. But it shows that I'm mad.
I think if you got a job with like Kerrang or something, you'd be all right.
I could bluff it.
Yeah, I think you'd be able to bluff it.
Just ask you guys and make it up.
Ring.
You'd be the new Jono Blitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, outside reference. Anyone?
No. Not me. How's the colours, speaking of members' bands?
Yeah, how's colours?
Oh, they're dead in the water, they are.
Don't say that on the radio.
We are announcing that the colours have split up.
No.
You haven't done anything for 7 months. You're technically on hiatus.
I think I might be jamming today. Maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Has the EP come out yet? I swear you recorded
that. That's not happening.
Yeah, we recorded it. It's getting mastered.
No, you're not going to jam.
It's getting mastered? Been mastering for 3 months.
Oh, no, it's been being mixed for 3 months.
You're going to turn up. Joe will get intoxicated on something and the practice won't go swimmingly and you'll all leave early and come back to our house.
Shh.
What is with the big break? Everyone's just busy.
Yeah.
This is
it sounds like Joe's ruining it. He's just not doing anything.
Don't say this on the radio.
Why?
It's recorded. He's not listening.
But this is like the busiest time in the past 3 years, isn't it, of uni?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's never a dull moment. Definitely. So to try and be doing all that stuff at the moment is quite annoying.
Yeah. Quit wrestling. That's not nice.
You had to quit wrestling.
You had to retire.
Hiatus, mate. Hiatus. Yeah. That's what you call it.
Did they give you a farewell address?
No, I just did turn up.
You'll come back man, Louis.
Yeah.
Kid Louis, man, Louis.
Man, Louis.
I am man, Louis.
Man, Louis.
Come back, played by Hunico.
I keep growing a beard, I think. I'm enjoying the beard.
It's getting quite beasty now.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Beasty beard.
I like Ricky Hall, so.
Who's Ricky Hall?
He's got a big beard.
Wrestler?
No.
Model.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to go that gimmick.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll see how I go. I'm going to get some beard oil. I'm going to go the whole...
What's beard oil?
You get beard oil.
What does that do for you?
It softens it.
Is that really?
Yeah, truth story, man. I've never heard of beard oil.
I've never heard of beard oil.
No, I've never heard
Leo
of beard oil.
He's from St Albans. He's posh.
Well, I was going to say, when I grow beards, I just let them grow scruffily like they do.
I'm going to get some beard oil for it. It'd be all nice. I might do the mustache thing if it keeps growing.
Mustache oil.
Yeah, get some wax. Yeah.
Fair play.
See what happens. Gotcha. Wish me luck.
Good luck. Okay, good luck.
Good luck, Louis.
Yeah. Thanks.
Best of luck to your follicles.
Such a weird sentence.
Yeah, we start off with music, and then within about 2 minutes, talking about follicles.
I'm looking forward to hearing to the band.
Well, this one.
Your
band.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm looking forward to getting a T-shirt off the Holy Tees.
Good. I think Lauren's going to make T-shirts.
Please.
Well, there's a song on Facebook. You should listen. I don't really think you'll like it that much.
I think you should play it next week.
Yeah,
your choice.
That's what I think we should do.
We'll have like a whole EP masterplan.
And if you didn't already know, we interviewed Dan Sack versus Scroobius PIP till I DIE today.
It's pretty cool.
And it was hilarious.
They're funny chaps.
They're hilarious.
Very cool.
The answers they gave us were just brilliant. Perfect. So look out for that on issue 2 out in March. We hope.
We hope.
It will be this time.
Time for Smilefest.
Couple of tracks, maybe?
Yeah. Let's play some tracks.
This is Churches into Tonight Alive. Did you just request Tonight Alive?
Yeah.
Bam.
Just Paramore.
So you wanted to request Paramore,
but it's the same. It sounds exactly like Paramore.
Fair enough. Let's have a listen.
This is Radio Sonar.
And that was Paramore.
I do love it.
No, it wasn't.
That's funny.
I'd love to give a shout out to my mate Dave, who's listening right now. Someone's actually listening to us.
Oh, hi, Dave.
I don't like you.
Shouldn't you have better things to do?
I don't think he does.
What was I going to say? Sonosphere, quickly.
Sonosphere
announcement tonight. We just suggested there might be a comedian announced tonight because that was one of their things. And we reckon it could be Mighty Boosh.
Mighty Boosh is a shout.
You said there'd be too much money, but I don't understand how there'd be too much money.
Because they always play the O2 when they come over here and do their tour.
So do Metallica.
That is a guess.
But Metallica have taken up a headline slot. That's the thing.
Who headlined last time Sonosphere came around? Second stage.
Bill Bailey and...
Bill Bailey would do the O2.
Yeah.
Bill Bailey hasn't done the O2.
He could easily.
He does massive. Yeah,
if Al Murray can do it.
Bill Bailey can do the O2, maybe a one or two date thing. Mighty Boosh did like 5 nights in a row and sold them all out.
That wasn't the O2.
You sure?
Positive. It's
like, when was that?
Look, it doesn't matter, because either way, Mighty Boosh will not get announced for Sonosphere.
Yeah, but they might.
No, I don't reckon.
But if they could, they could quite easily do that slot.
They could, maybe, but I don't see it happening at all.
I don't think they're too expensive. What do you think?
I wouldn't understand enough about Sonosphere like you guys.
They'd probably take a cheaper booking because they're unsure of their popularity at this stage, having done nothing for 6 or 7 years.
You can. They're still like in the front of pop culture and everything. If Mighty Boosh come back, people would go see it and think it's good because it's Mighty Boosh.
Yeah.
Plus, it would be like kind of a comeback show.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So I think a second stage headline slot isn't too out of the ordinary, personally.
Okay.
It's a possibility. It'd be awesome.
It could happen, but I'm going to go in the 99% of don't think it will. I'm not going all out because stranger things have happened. That's nice.
Maybe Tim Minchin, maybe Ross Noble.
Yeah, those two.
I think Nine Inch Nails is going to get announced tonight.
Frank Turner, maybe.
Placebo.
Oh, Placebo's a ridiculously good shout. That'd be awful.
I hate Placebo.
I don't.
Does Leo like him? Leo?
Hello.
They're quite a gloomy band.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I like gloomy bands, but I've never got them.
Leo.
They've got like one good album.
Do you like Placebo?
I like Meds, and I like their first album, but I do like those two albums quite a lot.
I think they might get announced.
The main problem I'd have with Placebo is I looked at the set list they did for the last headline tour. They don't play Pure Morning anymore, and that's the only one I really enjoy.
Never liked them.
Oh, not! I don't like them live. I saw them live. And
was that Sonosphere?
Yeah, Sonosphere. I really didn't like them live at all. I thought they were pretty bad.
I played Sonosphere.
Yeah, 1 year. Can't remember.
Yeah, they subheadlined to Rammstein, I think, actually. Or
yes, no, it was Rammstein. Yeah,
yeah.
I like that Kate Bush cover.
Oh, running up that hill.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool. But that's
oh, my mum's listening.
What I listen to.
Oh yeah, it's his mum.
Mama Delka.
Sorry, you know, right?
Yeah, it's the end of the show.
See you later.
I got my work handed in.
Yeah,
it looked really good. We did really well.
I got a B2 on my essay.
Hey.
I don't know if it's getting knocked down a grade or not yet.
Let's find out.
It's still a 2-2 though.
Let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll all be here from the start next week.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
We don't have any deadlines, do we?
Well, that night. But that's no excuse.
That
we all do, in fact.
Do we?
Yeah, that's the dissertation progress
Tuesday. Oh, no. Yeah. Just oh, yeah, yeah, I'm doing all right on that. Yeah.
Way ahead of it. But yeah, we'll play you Chance the Rapper, and we'll catch you later.
See ya.
Bye.